areas with some spells of sunshine and a bit warmer. Charles.
There's Forks. Time now for the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday the 23rd of April. The general synopsis at midnight: low Irish Sea, 1005, expected southeastern France, 1009 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, east or northeast, backing north later, 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. North Atira, South Atira, variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6 later. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher. Variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northeast 3 to 5. Showers, fog patches in Dogger, good, occasionally very poor in Dogger. German Bight, Humber. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 3 to 5. Showers, fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Thames, Dover. Cyclonic, becoming north or northeast later 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first. Rain, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Wight, Portland, Plymouth. West 4 to 6, then veering north or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, southwest or northwest, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good. Fitzroy, Sole, variable 2 to 4 in South Fitzroy, elsewhere west or southwest, 4 to 6. Occasional rain, moderate or good. Lundy, Fastnet, northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Irish Sea, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southeast 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, mainly good. Shannon, northwest, backing south or southwest later 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rockall, Malin, northeast, becoming east or southeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Hebrides, Bailey, northeast, backing east or southeast later 4 to 6. Showers, good. Fair Isle, easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, but variable 3 or less at first in south. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, northeast 4 to 6, backing east or southeast 3 to 5. Occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, easterly or northeasterly, backing southeasterly later 4 to 6. Rain, good, occasionally poor. And now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400 on the 23rd of April. Tyree Automatic, northeast 3, 22 miles, 1013, rising more slowly. Stornoway, northwest by north, 2, slight rain, 6 miles, 1016, rising slowly. Lerwick, east, 2, slight rain, 1 mile, 1017, rising slowly. Lucas, north by east, 1, recent fog, 1.5 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Bridlington, northeast by east, 1, 1012, now rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southeast by south, 4, 11 miles, 1013. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 1 mile, 1010. Jersey, west, 5, recent precipitation, 3 miles, 1010, falling more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west, 5, 5 miles, 1009. Scilly Automatic, west by north, 5, recent precipitation, 5 miles, 1010, falling slowly. Valentia, northwest, 5, 11 miles, 1010, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, east, 5, 14 miles, 1009, now rising. Malin Head, east-northeast, 4, 16 miles, 1012, rising. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Wednesday the 23rd of April. The general situation: low pressure continues to track east across southern waters today, bringing strong winds to western and channel coasts for a time, along with an area of rain. This will clear to the southeast through the day to give lighter winds and mostly fine weather into and throughout Thursday. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Easterly or northeasterly, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in north. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, variable, mainly east, 2 to 4, mainly fair, moderate or good. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, east or southeast, backing north or northeast later, 2 to 4, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor at first. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point, variable, becoming north or northeast later, 2 to 4. Showers, good, occasionally poor at first. From Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southerly or southeasterly, backing northeasterly later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in south. Rain at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor. From North Foreland to Selsey Bill, southeasterly, 4 to 6, veering westerly, then northerly later, 3 to 5. Rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, west, 3 to 5, becoming variable, 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, west, 4 to 6, veering northwest, 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers, mainly good. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in west, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, mainly good. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Showers, mainly good. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, east or northeast, backing southeast later, 3 to 5. Showers, mainly good. Isle of Man, easterly or southeasterly, 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in south, becoming variable 3 or less for a time. Rain at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, east or northeast, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southeast 3 to 5 later. Mainly fair, mainly good. From Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Easterly or northeasterly, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, becoming southeasterly 3 to 5 later in North Channel. Mainly fair, mainly good. From Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, east or northeast, veering southeast later, 3 to 5. Mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, northeast, backing east or southeast later, 3 to 5. Mainly fair, good. And Shetland Isles, easterly or northeasterly, 3 to 5. Occasionally 6 at first in north, occasional drizzle at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. And that completes the shipping bulletin. On Farming Today this morning, supermarkets appear to be gearing up for a price war. Over the Easter weekend, stores were competing to sell vegetables at extremely low prices to entice shoppers in through the doors. So will farmers' profits be squeezed? Farming Today with Anna Hill is coming up in a couple of minutes. Now, though, it's time for prayer for the day with the Right Reverend David Walker, Bishop of Manchester.
Good morning. What better way to celebrate a festival than with a cake? The Simnel cake is first recorded in Britain during the medieval era. Originally linked with Mothering Sunday, it later became more commonly associated with Easter. It's a rich cake, full of dried fruit, though perhaps not as heavy as its Christmas counterpart, and is usually covered not with icing, but marzipan. On top of the cake, 11 marzipan balls are arranged evenly around the edges, sometimes with a larger one at the centre. These represent the 11 apostles who remained loyal to Jesus after the 12th, Judas, had betrayed him. That larger central ball stands for Christ himself. Arranging 11 balls evenly around a circle is, at least to me, much harder than 12. With a dozen, they can be placed first at the four points of the compass, and then leaving the relatively simple task of placing two further ones into each of the four quarters. 11 takes much more effort to distribute evenly. Hence, I'm minded to place a full 12 around the perimeter, and then remove one, leaving a gap. Not only would that be easier in practice, but it would remind me that we cannot simply remove those people who have hurt or betrayed us, and with whom we no longer wish to be reminded of our connection, from out of the picture. And so I pray, Lord Jesus, your love for Judas held firm in spite of his betrayal. Help me to hold a space in my heart for those who have done me wrong, and never to seek to erase them from my life story. Amen.
Prayer for the Day with the Right Reverend David Walker. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 6:15, and time now for Farming Today with Anna Hill.
Good morning. Today, how will farmers fare in the new supermarket price war? And can growing trees alongside crops bring unexpected benefits? First, a project bringing farmers together to understand and tackle a disease that devastates many dairy farms is to be extended into North Wales. Bovine TB is a chronic infectious disease and is a particular problem in parts of West Wales. A scheme which started in Pembrokeshire and is funded by the Welsh Government has brought together farmers, vets and scientists who've been sharing knowledge and experience. Michael Williams is one of the 15 farmers taking part. He has a dairy herd near Fishguard. He told me how serious bovine TB is for farmers around him.
It almost definitely affects all farms in one way or another, whether they're under restrictions or not. You'll definitely have a neighbour who's probably under restrictions or somebody within a close enough distance